Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Amanda Jane Snyder of Train with Amanda Jane. Amanda, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hey.
Hey, it's great to have you here. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Amanda so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Amanda is a certified personal trainer and owner of Train with Amanda Jane. Her method starts from the inside out. After seeing so many of her clients, family, friends, and even herself struggle with fad diets, she decided it was time for a different approach. The only time she's seen true success in health and wellness is through implementing habits, creating a routine, and making fitness a part of our lifestyle. She prides herself in helping you not only reach your goals, but to sustain them. Amanda, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Gresham.
No problem, no problem. And the first question I had was just to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah, so my business is, as you mentioned, it's Train with Amanda Jane. So I'm a trainer and a lifestyle mindset coach. I've always sort of been athletic. I grew up playing soccer and dancing and just enjoying moving. My dad also was an athletic director at a high school for 40 years. So I've always kind of had fitness and athletics in my life. And I've always been surrounded by sports and athletics. But I never really felt super comfortable in a gym setting or in a weight room. And I first became interested in weight training when I injured my lower back. I injured my lower back while dancing in a show. And I hurt it so badly that I could barely walk, like literally could barely stand up from a seated position. I had such bad sciatica. I don't know if you know what sciatica is, but it's when it can be caused by several different things, but specifically to me, I had a slipped disc in my back that was pinching a nerve that shoots pain down the side of your leg. And so I had such bad sciatica that I could barely move. I felt like an old lady. Yeah, it was horrible. And so I went to physical therapy, and then I also hired a personal trainer. And from the personal trainer and also from physical therapy, I learned so much about strengthening my muscles around my back in support of my back, so much so that eventually the pain just disappeared. And that was so inspiring to me that I literally just cured my back just by exercising and strengthening my muscles. And yeah, I was so inspired. And I didn't only just see results in my pain-free back, but I also started seeing results physically. I started seeing my body change and transform, and I felt the most confident in the way I looked than I ever had before. And at the time, I also was super addicted to sugar. And at the time before I started training, and training actually made me want to eat healthier, and having the habit of working out and exercising helped to get rid of that sugar cravings and addiction, because I was working out so much, I was craving like real whole nutritious food. And yeah, experiences pretty much transformed my life. It's what inspired me to become a certified personal trainer myself. And I started out by working at a gym and also training a few friends. But what really inspired me to start my own business was, first of all, my business is mainly online, but what inspired me to start my online business was I had the desire to impact more people on a larger scale, number one. And number two, I was constantly leaving New York City for acting jobs. So I mentioned that I danced, but I actually majored in musical theater. I have a bachelor's degree in musical theater. So I felt as though I was doing a disservice to my in-person clients. They're hiring me for accountability, and I wasn't necessarily keeping them accountable by leaving months at a time. So I was like, okay, I have to do something else. I'm still super passionate about training, but how can I more effectively, A, serve people at a larger scale, scale, and B, keep my clients accountable even if I have to leave. So that's what inspired me to start my online training. And from there, I actually realized that my online clients were seeing much more success than my in-person clients, because rather than just keeping them accountable for 1 hour or 2 hours out of the week, I was keeping them accountable pretty much 20, well, I am currently, not was, I am keeping them accountable 24/7. So I have access to see whether they're checking into their workouts. We have Google Docs. I can see how much weight they're lifting. I can see if they're accurately logging in and doing the workouts. We have an accountability Facebook group. So it's much more immersive. I think a lot of people are afraid of training with someone online, but I started seeing a lot more success with my online clients because of how immersive and how much I was really able to keep them accountable through the digital aspect.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then it sounds like in true entrepreneurial form, you had kind of like an issue or problem, and you solved that problem because you were able to kind of still be on the go, so to speak, but also be able to kind of train and hold those clients that you have accountable. So that's great that you've been able to do that. And what I wanted to ask you now was, I know you might have already touched on it, how exactly are you kind of serving? What are you doing to kind of help serve those clients? And what do you feel kind of is your secret sauce, and what do you feel makes you unique?
So yeah, as I said, I am a personal trainer, certified personal trainer, but I think something that sets me apart is I focus a lot on lifestyle and mindset coaching within my program. And I think that is the foundation of success, is changing your habits, changing your lifestyle. And that all starts with mindset. And I work with clients for a minimum of 3 months, but I recommend to my clients that they work with me for 6 months to a year, because that's really just the beginning of how we can develop habitual change. 3 months, you're not going to see success in 3 months. Habits really start to get ingrained in you after you've been consistently doing it for quite a while. They want to lose weight quickly. They're eager to lose weight because they have some sort of events that they have to go to. And I tell them honestly that that's probably not going to happen. You're probably not going to reach your goal weight in 1 month. You might not see any changes in 1 month. And I think that's what sets me apart as a trainer, because I'm not trying to sell you something that is going to quickly fix your problem. I think we live in a day and age where we're so used to being easily satisfied. We're not used to, if we're bored on a daily basis, we can literally just open up our phone and go to any one of the apps, Instagram, Facebook. We're never bored. We're always instantly gratified. And I think that that has kind of tricked our minds in the way things actually happen. I think life actually happens on a much slower scale than this instant gratification that we experience with social media and with our computers, and everything moves so quickly now. And I think that has led us into having this idea that things like body transformation should also be quick, but really it's not.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, there's no such thing as overnight success, as I usually say. And, the mindset piece, because having that mindset is huge, if you want to be successful, and being able to kind of couple those so you can actually see the results, but you may want to make sure that you take care of what's internal as well, too. And it's awesome that you're kind of able to wrap both of those together so that you can help your clients to reach their goals. And now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
Yeah. Well, it relates to exactly what we were just talking about, which is internally. So I totally believe that if you're serving other people, you can't effectively serve other people unless you have taken care of yourself first. So thinking about not only mindset for your clients or, for your business, but also, mindset for yourself. I really truly believe that you can't effectively serve people to your highest capacity if you haven't internally taken care of yourself first. And because of that, I meditate daily. I take a lot of time. I have a morning routine, and just making sure that I am doing well myself. And one book that has really helped me with learning how to meditate, and I think meditation is like kind of cooler, I guess, than it used to be. It used to be seen as just this weird thing where you're sitting inside
silence for a long period of time. But meditation, in my opinion, is really practice for, you know, sitting silently and trying to have no thoughts, as they say, or letting things go, as they say, and not judging your thoughts. That is practice for when you're in a moment of anxiety or of chaos. You know, discomfort or chaos. Exactly. And so that is those sitting in silence moments are practice for the moments when we're in our life and life happens unexpectedly. So for example, I live in New York City, and sometimes the MTA, the subway, isn't running exactly how you will want it to be, and you might be running late for something. And I definitely used to get super anxious and super frustrated when, you know, the train was stopped underground because of a sick passenger or train traffic ahead. But that is not in my control. And you can only worry about what is completely in your control. And what is in my control is that I left at the time I was supposed to. And that's all I can do. I can either arrive to my destination in total anxiety, my heart racing, or I can arrive in calm and know that I did the best I could. And I think that that goes the same for when you're running a business. Not everything is going to go exactly how you think it is going to go. And so just letting go of those expectations, letting go of that anxiety of things going perfectly. And like I said, taking care of yourself first, taking care of your mind first. And yeah, a book I would recommend that has really helped me to understand that on a deeper level is called Strength in the Storm by Ys Warren. Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I always say control what you can control. And sometimes you do need to meditate and practice that, like you said, in the quiet solitude, so that when those kind of chaotic times do come about, that you are already prepared because you can go right back to those things you've been practicing. So I think that's a phenomenal CEO hack. And now I wanted to ask you for a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I think those go hand in hand. I really do. Take time, breathe, live in the moment. And also I think, well, I wouldn't tell my younger self this, but I would tell myself this now. I think this is something I need to follow, but setting boundaries as a business owner, I think is important. When you're running your own business, you can really feel like you're on the clock 24/7. Like there always feels like there's always this feeling that something needs to get done. And so I think, you know, if you set boundaries for yourself and for your clients and creating a workspace, and that space is the space where you get your work done, I don't recommend working at home, at least for me personally, because then it, like, you really feel like you have to be working around the clock 24/7. So really, like, creating a feeling of this is my workspace. This is the time set aside every day where I do my work. And then, you know, outside of that time, you're able to live.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And I think that being an entrepreneur and business owner, you can always be go, go, go all the time, never sleep, never rest. But it's important to kind of make sure that you're creating that time, like you said, you know, taking care of yourself, putting on your own oxygen mask so that you can help others on an even better level than you could if you were, you know, as drained as you might be if you're not doing that. So I think that's a phenomenal CEO nugget.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
You know, problem. And I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition for being a CEO. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show look at entrepreneurship and business. So I wanted to ask you, Amanda, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Yeah. So I think that's an interesting question. I don't really think of myself as a CEO, to be honest. I'm not so much focused on the aspect of owning a business, or, you know, being in charge or whatever other people think of CEOs do. But I'm doing this. I started Train with Amanda Jane because I really am here to just serve my community. I am in the business of changing people's lives. I want to add value and serve my community and help people in some way feel more confident about their body, mind, and spirit. And yeah, that's what I'm here for. So being a CEO is just, for me, is just really owning, you know, why you started in the first place and making sure that that's never lost, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that can be lost sometimes. But I think it's, for me, I don't really think of myself as a CEO. I try to remember why I started this, and it's to serve others.
I love that. That's a good reminder, because a lot of times when you go through the day to day, the ups and downs, the highs and lows, you can sometimes forget your why, and being able to kind of come back to your why and understand that is definitely a great reminder. So I love that perspective. And Amanda, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and also how best people can get a hold of you.
Sure. One thing I just want to say is, you know, we're talking a lot about being a CEO, we're talking a lot about success. And I think it's important to remember that you can buy my program, you can buy anyone's, get a degree, but really the success that you see in my program or in fitness or in weight loss or in anything that you do in your life, success that you see in your life is entirely up to you. So that is something that I remind myself every day, and I remind my clients. I can give you the blueprint. I can give you everything you need, but if you don't do it, no one else is going to do it for you. So that is kind of what I stand for. And people can get a hold of me at trainwithamandajane.com. I have a bunch of testimonials on there, and my email is on there. Or you can just email me at info@trainwithamandajane.com. You can find me on Instagram @trainwithamandajane. DM me. I love responding to DMs. If anyone has any questions, I always respond. Where else? Facebook. Add me as a friend. Amanda Jane Snyder. Yeah.
Awesome. 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 And we'll have those links in the show notes just so that anybody can follow up with you. But thank you so much, Amanda. I truly appreciate you. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you, Gresham. I love being here.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.